Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now there were some scribes sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said to them, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to a paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astonished and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, you sound so happy to be here. Let's try it again. Good morning. Oh, that's so much better. That's so much better. So I am pretty sure everyone here has at least one friend. Would I be correct in that? Everyone's got at least one friend? Good. Now, how would you feel if your friend asked you, "I need to have you take a roof off a house"? Would that be a little tough, wouldn't it? Well, first of all, during Jesus' time, houses are built differently than they are today. More like in Ireland, thatched and things like that. So when they carried the paralytic man — a paralytic, by the way, is a person who can't move. They're kind of stuck this way. When they brought him over and they saw all the people, they went up on the house, took the roof off, and lowered him down. Now, that's a pretty good friend that's going to take you to a place, take the roof off, lower you down so you can see Jesus. That is a really good friend. So Jesus sees him and he says, "Your faith has saved you. Your sins are forgiven." And the Pharisees and the scribes go, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Only God can forgive sins. Who do you think you are?" Well, we all know Jesus is God. But he said, "Well, which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or stand up, pick up your mat, and walk?" So he turns to the paralytic and he tells him that. Paralytic stands up, rolls up his mat, and walks away. And everybody was astonished that Jesus was able to do that. So I ask you, with your friends, always treasure them, because friends are always in your heart. And they will always be there for you. Friends are something that are great to have in good times and in bad. They're there for you. So let us today be thankful for our friends. Amen? Wow, you guys are really quiet today. Is there like a big test or something that you guys are thinking about? No? No? Okay.